try it out in your own leadership day. I believe it'll make you a better leader too. The trust that man had from his employees was palpable. I could grab it with my hands. Making commitments generates hope. Keeping commitments generates trust. Unquote. This is one of my favorite quotes that I heard a couple of times from a gentleman who was my boss for 3 years during my corporate career. This is Stefan Hohmeister, and with this quote, a warm welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast that is all about trust. In my experience, trust is the base for any human relationship, particularly for you as a leader. No matter who you lead, if you lead yourself, your boss, your team, your colleagues, your countries, your headquarters, for anything you do in these relationships, for anything you want to achieve, you need trust. In order to be able to lead, a leader and a manager must gain trust of his employees, give them support, and continually strengthen their self-confidence. For me, trusting a superior is developed having the impression that she says what she thinks. And afterwards it flips to an observation, which is she does what she says, again and again, and without any surprises. In this way, my trust in this person grows more and more. However, experience says that trust takes a lot of time to grow. It grows in small increments. Sometimes it takes months or even years to really trust another person. But losing trust only takes seconds. So how do you, as a leader, make sure that you earn your colleagues' trust? I see three simple, pragmatic things that you can do as a leader to strengthen the trust that others give to you, the trust that you earn. Number one, earn trust. Say what you think, do what you say. Trust cannot be expected or bought or commanded. It can only be earned. As a leader, it's important that your employees follow you because they want to, not because they have to. They should follow you because they want to follow you. And they will only do so if they trust you. Be there when employees need you. Be physically present. Be accessible. One of my former colleagues, a general manager in the beer industry, was an absolute master at it. When I visited him and his business for the first time in England, he showed me the power of management by walking around. After a short introduction, the two of us started walking around his office from desk to desk. He briefly introduced me to his staff and then asked, "What are you working on at the moment?" And he asked so with genuine interest in each employee. Not because he wanted to inspect or control. He was really interested in what his people were doing. Try it out in your own leadership day. I believe it'll make you a better leader too. The trust that man had from his employees was palpable. I could grab it with my hands. So, another important means by which you earn trust is to truly say what you think. And then to do what you say. Only raise those expectations in others and only make promises that you truly and completely intend to keep. And give reasons, give the rationale for any business decision you take so employees understand the logic and the reason and the meaning of your decisions. Then they will in return put their trust in you. So tip number one for earning trust, say what you think and do what you say every single time. Tip number two, be trusting and be gracious when mistakes happen. Ernest Hemingway once said an interesting quote. Quote, "The best way to find out if you can trust someone is to trust them." Unquote. I think this simple and powerful sentence has a lot of truth because people mirror people's behavior. People mirror trust, and trust given often comes back even stronger. As a leader, one shouldn't, of course, blindly or unconditionally trust anyone. But if you choose your employees well, and if you give them roles in which they can use and develop their strengths every single day, they will succeed and grow. Motivated employees can always be given more responsibility than they themselves think they can bear. This makes them even stronger. They can usually do more than they themselves think they can. Yes, I agree. Trust also requires a certain healthy level, degree of control. Because a good measure of control creates clarity, enables performance, and strengthens employees' self-confidence as well. I agree. So it's a balance to strike between freedom and a certain level of control. An honest, transparent performance assessment once in a while, based as far as possible on facts and observations, also strengthens people's trust. Because they feel they get assessed and their performance gets assessed on fair, objective criteria and on observed behavior rather than gossip and judgment. And your handling of mistakes is particularly important with an impact on trust. You should always allow your employees to make mistakes. We are all humans, so we all do make mistakes. As long as they learn from them, and as long as they take responsibility for sharing the learning and turning this learning into action and making sure that this mistake ideally doesn't happen a second time. But let them know they don't need to be fearful of making mistakes. Fast, honest, fearless learning from mistakes is a huge turbocharger for building trust and success in any organization. So be the role model. Go ahead. Well-designed feedback sessions are particularly suitable for this, either ad hoc on the spot when there is a little mistake to correct or planned, a regular one. Take the time to give people good performance feedback, including the things they do really well as the things they need to correct because they made a little mistake. So tip number two, be trusting and gracious when mistakes happen. Tip number three, to earn trust, dare to be vulnerable. Another truly effective way of increasing trust is to take risks and to risk your own vulnerability. That reminds me of a very special moment, a particular moment years back when I was an executive in an international company. I was in the corporate world for 25 years. I had 16 different bosses during this time, and I was lucky to have many good ones and a few truly outstanding leaders. Here is a first-hand example with a man who was my direct boss for 3 years, while I was a marketing director for a global consumer goods company. This gentleman was my general manager. He was my line manager at the time. He gave me the responsibility for a crucial global review meeting. I had never seen him nervous before, and frankly, I have never seen him nervous afterwards. And we have been in touch since almost 20 years now. I've never seen him nervous before or after. But in this very meeting, our global CEO in front, me running it and my boss sitting next to me, I sensed that he was nervous. And during the meeting, I was still wondering. Only in hindsight, when I reflected upon this this good meeting, only in hindsight I realized what was going on, why I saw him nervous for this one and only time. Why was that? I think he was a little nervous because he took a risk. He took the risk that if I made a major mistake right now, that his career was on the line as well, that his career could be damaged. But he pulled himself back And after introducing me, he just leaned back and listened and let me run the show for about 3 hours. It was a really successful meeting. In fact, it was a great meeting. We had our facts together. We had successes to share. We had some learnings to share. But he made himself vulnerable. He gave me the floor and he pulled back. We had a successful meeting. I returned the trust of my boss at the time, I think, by giving him back a good performance that, in fact, raised the trust that others had in him. I think I returned the trust. And he also won the trust of his CEO at the time and from many others in the room. He knew that even in moments that count, he could rely on me. Yeah? And I'm glad that I could return the trust and give it back to him, because this is a man for whom I would walk through fire still today. Yeah, so that's my third tip to gain trust. Dare to be vulnerable. Your people will do anything they can to return the trust you give to them. So, in summary, my three best tips for you. How to earn trust. Tip number one. Say what you think and do what you say consistently. Tip two, be trusting and gracious when mistakes happen. And tip number three, dare to be vulnerable. So I hope you enjoyed today's Lightwolf podcast. I hope that these three tips made you think about your own leadership behavior. Maybe you find just one little detail, one little nugget that helps you develop yourself into exactly the kind of leader you want to be. And if you like this Lightwolf podcast, please feel free to subscribe to it. And I'd be extremely delighted if you took a minute to quickly give us a star rating on iTunes and maybe drop a one-liner in terms of written feedback so I can learn what works in this Lightwolf podcast for you. And if you do have any relevant question around strategy or leadership that is so far unaddressed in the previous episodes of the Lightwolf podcast, again, please drop me a line, drop me your question. Maybe your question will turn into the title of one of the next Lightwolf podcasts. I thank you very much for your time. I hope you enjoyed it, and I look forward to our next exchange. Your Lightwolf, Stefan.